families, children, and young people. Every child deserves the best possible start in life and the opportunity to flourish, no matter their background or personal circumstances. Protecting their rights and well-being as children and ensuring they are properly nourished are top priorities. Families come in all shapes and sizes, and parents should have the support and flexibility to juggle work with parenting as they see fit. Flexible, affordable childcare and early years education is a critical part of our economic infrastructure and helps close the attainment gap between rich and poor. It gives parents more choice over how to organise their lives and helps them return to work if they want to. Lack of access to affordable childcare is a key driver of the gender pay gap. But affordable childcare is only part of the picture. We will also overhaul parental leave to give parents a genuine choice over how to manage things in the first months of their child's life. We will extend free school meals to all children in poverty with an ambition to extend them to all primary school children when the public finances allow. Appoint a cabinet minister for children and young people. Give parents genuine flexibility and choice in the crucial early months by doubling statutory maternity and shared parental pay to £350 a week and introducing an extra use-it-or-lose-it month for fathers and partners paid at 90% of earnings. Make all parental pay and leave day-one rights and extend them to self-employed parents. Expand opportunities for young people to study, teach and volunteer abroad by returning to the Erasmus Plus programme as an associated country. In addition, we will protect and support the rights and well-being of every child by incorporating the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child into UK law, setting up an independent advocacy body for children's safety online, addressing the underfunding and neglect of children's mental health services, youth services and youth justice services, tackling child poverty as set out in Chapter 10, giving 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote as set out in Chapter 20, ensure that all parents can access childcare that is flexible, affordable and fair by reviewing the rates paid to providers for free hours to ensure they cover the actual costs of delivering high-quality childcare and early years education. Developing a career strategy for nursery staff, including a training programme with the majority of those working with children aged 2 to 4 to have a relevant early years qualification or be working towards one. Including a specific emphasis on identifying and supporting children with special educational needs and disabilities in the new training programme for early years staff. Restore childminding as a valued part of the early years system by replacing the 3 different current registration processes with a single childcare register. Commissioning a practitioner-led review to simplify regulation, reduce administrative burdens, and attract new childminders while maintaining high standards. Give parents genuine flexibility and choice in the crucial early months by making all parental pay and leave day-one rights, including for adoptive parents and kinship carers, and extending them to self-employed parents, doubling statutory maternity and shared parental pay to £350 a week, increasing pay for paternity leave to 90% of earnings with a cap for high earners, introducing an extra use-it-or-lose-it month for fathers and partners paid at 90% of earnings with a cap for high earners, requiring large employers to publish their parental leave and pay policies, introducing a toddler top-up, an enhanced rate of child benefit for one-year-olds. In the longer term, when the public finances allow, our ambition is to give all families, including self-employed parents, adoptive parents and kinship carers, 6 weeks of use-it-or-lose-it leave for each parent paid at 90% of earnings, 46 weeks of parental leave to share between themselves as they choose, paid at double the current statutory rate. Introduce paid neonatal care leave. Support children in kinship care and their family carers as set out in Chapter 7. Provide free access to sign language lessons for parents and guardians of deaf children. Tackle the backlogs in the family courts that leave children and families waiting nearly a year for cases to be resolved by making the legal aid system simpler, fairer, and more generous, as set out in Chapter 19. Fully review and reform the Child Maintenance Service to ensure it works for all children and parents, including removing the collect and pay charge for receiving parents and ensuring that payments cannot be used as a form of coercive control over domestic abuse survivors. Promoted by Liberal Democrats. 1 Vincent Square, SW1P, 2PN.